I bet you can
Shut up.
twerk with your forehead.
You know what? You pay for sex.
What?
Wait. Can you
no,
stop the
please,
recording,
honey. Please?
Hey, girl. Are you a book? Because I'm checking you out.
The brakes are so sensitive on that corner. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
So I gave this song an urban beat.
Camera yeah. Boom. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
These guys look... Nope. That's racist.
It's no, not they, racist they if look, it's demographic. They, okay.
Because every time I say that, I can't stop thinking about it.
Can't stop thinking.
You all I need.
You're all.
So I've been thinking it's time, but I need to be
oh, alright.
Cause I left this time to make me feel
alright. Alright, yeah.
You will always be the one for me. That's your last time. You will always be the one for me.
Yeah, I'll take the 10-year-old one.
Oh, Dreams. My God. Oh, he about to make me act up. Oh, love of Jesus, forgive me, I'm about to...
All right.
Kind of quirky like that, dude.
Okay, you could have just said you didn't like it.
No. You could?
I drained the whole one. Just rewatch the whole footage and just
guys, I just wanna let you guys know. This is a joke.
That hurt.
Oh, yeah? That hurt. Hurt. Just wait till you get when you go to hell, bro.
Not trying to be like compulsively like judgmental, bro, because that's not my place, but like you're going to hell, bro, because Jesus says that if you commit sin you're going to hell.
So what you're saying is if I kill like 7 kids and then I go basically what you just said.
You said
Jesus, he died for my sins and I'm gonna keep sinning, so
I'm gonna just keep sinning. You said, so I'ma just keep sinning.
So basically, Jesus took the rap for me.
So he took the bullet for me. So these kids should take the bullet for me.
So I'm just gonna give them, so I'm just give all the bullets back.
Sometimes I like to think I'm the next Jesus Christ.
No.
I'm just different.
I'm resurrecting like Jesus.
That's because Jesus Christ is my...
Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are joined with the regulars, Alan and Christian.
Hi. That's Gilbert.
All right.
Let the man go.
So... Ever since he's been president.
Where was the same Donald Trump's running the country energy when he went golfing 283 times in his presidency?
It's 4 fucking years. Let the man play his golf!
Alright, so we're gonna talk some Christmas today. Then we got a few games like GeoGuessr, sponsored by Gilbert. This or That, sponsored by Christian. Oh wait, sponsored by me. And then Truth, Truths and One Lie, sponsored by Christian. Thanks, Gilbert. And then we got some questions from some of my friends that have been asking, and some of Christian's friends too. And then Gilbert's gonna feed us some mind-blowing facts at the end of the podcast. Who has a whole train passing by right now? Were you those type of kids that like watching the TV show about trains?
My
I'm the type of person to watch the Polar Express like 3 million times just for the train.
It's because my room gets hot when I'm recording a podcast. Cause we're here for like we're here for like 1 or 2 hours. So like the exhausts from my PC are heating up my room.
He breathing hard.
I don't have my fan on. What you just call me?
She breathing hard.
Oh, I thought you called me. Never mind. No. Okay.
did he?
No. You guys want to get to segments, or are we gonna?
Let's get to segments. By the time you guys are watching this, it'll already be like what, like November something, probably 10th, 14th. Who knows? Anyways,
trying to say
it'll be in November. We have a set schedule. Basically, when you guys are watching this right now, it'll be November, which means Christmas. If you guys think that Christmas isn't celebrated or being or anticipated for in until December, you are absolutely dead wrong, and you shouldn't be able to speak. So basically, right now, it is Christmas time, and there shouldn't be any other holiday right now.
So are we revealing any songs yet, or are we all just keeping that secret until... album?
I feel like we should
or just some.
Hey guys, how many days are in Hanukkah? 9? 12?
12.
12?
12. Bro, that's like half of 24. What are you doing? Jews be wilding out here,
dude. Oh, we get 1 day of Christmas, dude. How come they got 12 days of Hanukkah, dude?
Where did the 12 days of Christmas originate?
Why y'all keep asking questions for Google?
Bro, we don't have 12 days of Christmas. We have two. We have technically two.
If you're Mexican.
If you're Mexican, yeah.
Well, three if you count. If you
we also
count,
have Mother Day's a week before Mother's.
Christians. Dude, you believe in 12 days?
Do I believe in 12 days of Christmas?
Yeah, oh, the 12 days of Christmas are... It's... From December 25th all the way to the January 5th, bro.
Oh!
You know how, like, the last day is Dia de los Reyes Magos?
Right.
Yes, that's the last, that's, yeah, because that's the last day of Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We all learned something today.
Yeah. I didn't get an answer. Are we releasing a few songs? Or are we
We should, huh? Go ahead, Alan, since you're head director of all this.
Let me pull it up. What's my name?
Alan Herrera. What would you want me to call you by what I call you or refer to you as off camera? I don't feel like that'd be appropriate for the audience. Gilbert, show them your contact name for Alan.
What's my name?
I think he's why is he hugging his mic like that?
I think he's having
he's just.
Sorry, I was on the phone. What was that?
Without me, bro.
I was talking to my mom.
Couldn't be me.
She called me to go over there, and so I just called her on the phone.
Nice. So, one of the songs that we're here, I'll give you guys three songs. It's gonna be "Jingle Bells," but in a cool version. This will be "Carol of the Bells," and then "Feliz Navidad." That's the big three that are on the album. But you'll like the intro a lot, too, because we're just messing around with that intro.
The intro's great.
And then y'all just, we'll see how long it takes for us to record everything, but we'll get there.
Honestly. Dude, the actual recording podcast.
The podcast.
The actual recording. The podcast. The actual recording, yeah. The actual recording process is going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
And then putting it all together will probably take a few days.
We should start soon.
We should, all honestly. Right. We should start by, like, November. I haven't finished my pieces yet.
It didn't be me, bro. Hey, your mom's calling you, bro. Come on. Your mom's calling you.
My door doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, me neither, but I still like that. I was like, who's in my roof? Because it sounds like it's coming from up there. It's like,
I'm on the upstairs.
It was like, I'm on the second floor, and the closest thing is my roof. Yeah. I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to let it be.
I fell back because I had lost my balance when I was frantically looking around.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then went back to catch my balance, and my wrist hit the metal bed frame exactly on the bone. So it's pretty hurt. It hurts a lot.
Pretty hurt.
Hey, Alan, that's not the first time I've done that.
Lick your deodorant?
No, I didn't lick it.
Hold on. What happened when I was
I've sniffed it, but that's not the first time. I'm just waiting for whoever watches this to point out every single time I've done it.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys haven't paid attention this whole time.
Nah, I just don't care. I'm just kidding.
Wait, you smelled your deodorant? One, two, three.
I was going right with Alan.
All right, one, two, three, four.
All right, today we're going to be playing GeoGuessr. It's a game where you are put on a Google Map area, just dropped there, and you have to figure out where you are.
You guys go.
Oh, God.
That's Peru.
It's literally anywhere but America, dude.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I swear if it is. Falling. So if it is.
I don't know, dude.
I need it.
Does that map give you, like, any help or no?
No, this is where I'm supposed to guess at.
Oh, okay.
The steering wheel's on the right side.
Oh, so we're in any other country besides America?
Besides the United States, Canada, and Mexico. That's good. That's good to hear.
It's good. So we're on the other hemisphere.
Wait, they look of Asian descent.
The area doesn't I'm thinking,
look very are Asian. There? Yeah, it doesn't. It's way too open. More
I see
it's
been,
Asian.
I see it's been, oh!
Ooh,
Bajar.
Park.
Oh,
Bajar,
that's not Spanish Pintura, at all. Pintura. I really thought it was Peru for the longest time.
Ooh, first thing I thought was Pakistan. But
Fiesta,
I mean, that's just
white
me.
Tea.
That's just me. Wow.
That's just me, dude. What? Am I wrong? I mean, it's a Middle Eastern country.
I guess.
Okay. Is it that's sort of like the architecture that they have over there. That's why I guessed the way I did in the beginning.
What's I don't know. Mexico thing? Looks the same exact.
Well, I mean, it depends on where you go, but I mean, I can agree with that.
You have to.
I need to go that way, but I can't go that way because I'm not allowed.
Turn the other way, then. Jeez, there's more road on the other side. There's
a lot of trucks here. Children, ask them. Ask.
Bro, oh my God.
Why is it the first thing you notice, Christian? I didn't even see them.
It's just on the left.
Oh! Meerkat.
We don't know. I guess we don't know.
You say meerkat?
Goblos. I thought that was Ron. I thought that was Ron from Dire Whoopi Kid. Don't come to my house.
Don't come by my house. We're done.
I think we're in Jakarta, but I don't know where Jakarta's at.
Oh, I think I know where this is now.
Indonesia! We're in Indonesia!
Sick!
Nice.
Where's Indonesia?
You don't know where Indonesia is.
Guys, I don't know where.
He was like, we're in Indonesia! Where's Indonesia?
Cambodia. No,
Bangladesh.
You're warm. Colder, cold, warmer.
Thailand, place it in.
Singapore, I'm looking for Indonesia.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you should be around there.
Go buy three tires, get the fourth. Indonesia. Come on, it's like a steal, dude.
I got, whoa. Yes.
Let's go, we got one down. Are we just doing one? Or are we going to keep going until we're done?
Okay. Isn't Indonesia middle to upper?
Wait, are all the pyramids in Egypt? No.
That's for you, I guess, my guy.
Yeah, I got it.
Hold on, my.
We could do like two or three. That's
down for three.
Bro, I'm not moving anything.
Hold on, what? How many? Wait, what did he get? How many points did he get?
It's just one. Streak is one. So if you get three, you'll just get there.
I'm lagging a bunch. I don't know why.
This is Egypt, bro. We don't got camels in Mexico.
We do.
Well, they don't sell.
You've never been in a camel in Mexico? Oh, Chris.
What's this dude looking? Why are you looking at the camera, bro? They selling like... Coke? Nice.
Coca-Cola. I don't know, man.
No, Egypt. I don't know.
Okay,
why
I'm back.
Into the cracks, bro? Hey, welcome back, Christian. You alright?
Sorry. My internet connection was unstable.
Hey,
oh, that's Pakistan!
How do you know that? That's
because not lettering. That's not language. That's
That could also be
Egypt.
Egypt. Or it could
I mean the character. The characters. That's what it was. The characters are they're similar in a way.
I don't know where Egypt's at.
Gilbert.
I know it's like a. It's like between the water. You know.
Gilbert.
What?
Does Egypt look like it has water?
No. I said it's
Ben?
Between.
Wow, you're hot. It's right there. Gosh. You can
Whoa,
tell,
my God.
You can tell where north, south, east, and west are, but you can't even tell Egypt from a damn Saudi Arabia, bro. Come on.
Where
that's Peru. That's Peru.
Bro, every time. Every
Everywhere
time.
Is Peru.
I don't think this is Peru at all. They're driving on the left side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Turbans are the ones that.
Damn!
Yeah,
it's in Israel.
Christian, go ahead.
My internet can.
That was perfect. Christian? My internet gone.
Head, shoulders, decent toes. Come on, Christian. Go to decent toes. Come on.
Oh, he's back. Welcome back, Christian.
Oh, hold on. It says my internet connection isn't stable. So, like, every other, like, 10 minutes, I, like...
He said, yes.
Stupid.
What are those?
All right, Christian, next.
What the f-
That boy says for two and three and yeah, it does.
No, stop.
Yeah, Christian.
Go. And go.
Do we have to
talk about- We're in America. We're in America, baby. I mean, no,
yeah, that's America. Yeah, Christian, that's America. Look at the look at the gas station. Look at the gas station. That's America.
What do you mean, dude? If I that's $2.69 for gas. It's no, Christmas.
That's not America. That's not America.
I think I know exactly who this is. Where this is at.
No, you don't. It's the United Nations, isn't it?
It's not United Nations is not a place, Christian. That flag with the stars is the European Union flag.
So it's in the UK.
I said European Union.
That doesn't mean it has
Everything.
To be in the UK.
I...
Europe?
Europe?
England
UK
is my continent.
Places.
UK is my continent. Yes.
Why
hey, Tony! Tony, where is the sausage? Tony!
Oh, why'd they blur only one of the
child? Where am I?
That's when I saw that guy's face, I literally thought, would you like to see some big titties?
Is that a restaurant?
Looks like it.
That's those guys right there. The big titties. Oh,
where am I? Where can you tell me where I am?
Hey, that's racist.
Wait, that wait, wait! Period. That all of no, too far. Zoom in, zoom in.
There you go. There's Europe.
Zoom in. A little more. That's too more. Oh my goodness, Christian! Zoom out. One more. That's the European Union.
All of this?
Yeah. No.
Those lands.
All of it.
Ukraine.
All of it. Okay.
Ukraine.
Oh my God.
Bulgaria. Wow, that's a new one.
Told you, bro. Czechoslovakia.
I got two more.
What do you mean? Two more done in 3 and 2 minutes.
Wait, can you? Can I?
Why?
Ah,
you're supposed
looks
to
like
say
you're done.
Next.
Well, it wasn't next. It was just start over.
That was just start over.
He said you took too long.
Whatever, dude. I'm done.
Damn. Maybe next.
All right, Alan, your turn.
Hi, guys. Today I'm playing Country Street. Let's see how many country. We can
chair.
I'm gonna use my check pad.
But
I am in bed. Oh wait, no, I'm not.
Electro modern.
So blackout sale.
Oh, delicio. This road is long, bro. Bosnia and Serbia. Do you guys want to know about these two? These guys got salty, so they just stole the whole beach from these guys.
Isn't that the same energy that Chile had?
Sure.
I mean, that's Chile and Argentina right
bro,
there, dude.
Like, sorry. I think it's Bulgaria. Oh,
Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, well.
I try to get you.
Tunisia?
Close, but it's where?
Tunisia. It's right next to Tunis. Algeria.
Nice. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
It was right on the right under France. Yeah, that makes sense because they were settled first. Well, GG's.
I went and looked up SFAC.
We got in this or that next.
What's that?
Well, let me tell you, buddy. I'm going to give you a list. And you're going to choose which one you want. All right? Sound out the sound, all right, Richie?
I want a new bit.
So it's yeah. Like, would you rather, right?
Yeah. Are y'all ready? And it's got to be, it's got to be like, you know, a good discussion. Split. Okay.
Oh.
So, would you rather live low life?
Live low life.
Live low life with your loved one or live a rich life all alone?
I mean, I'm already alone. So. No, he said, but you got to think into the question. He said, love life.
Loved one.
Doesn't mean you got to be technically alone. No,
it's a loved one.
So that could be a family member, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a friend.
And just poor.
Yeah.
Or rich, and you don't know anyone anymore.
Nah, I'm all about the money, bro.
I'm chasing that bread.
I'm just different. My bread's full of bags. My bag's full of bread.
Bro, I got lost in Save Mart looking for bread.
You did.
You did.
Couldn't be me, bro. I just chased that.
I'd rather be poor with a loved one. I feel like money can't buy happiness, and the same thing applies to this situation. So I'd rather be happy with a loved one than be like all alone, because like, what am I supposed to do with all this money? Like, I'm alone. So it's like,
I know exactly what I want to do with the money.
What do you want to do with the money?
I just want to invest it all in the stocks, bro.
And then lose it all? Or
nah, I'm smart, bro. I'm just different, bro. Remember, I'm Jesus.
All right, tell me the pattern. Tell me the pattern. Are you just
no, I'm joking around.
It's different about you,
huh?
What's different about you? No, you said you were different, so what's different about you?
I'm just different.
Like how?
Bro,
like Gucci Mane different, or what kind of different? Or are you just normal? Like Space Jam normal.
I don't know what the hell is laughing.
Found a good one.
Oh god.
Like Michael Jordan next to Bugs Bunny normal, huh?
What's happening?
But Michael Jordan next to Bugs Bunny normal.
That's not normal.
Bro, why is your nose into your like pop filter?
He's popping that filter, bro. I did it.
Yep.
That was great. That was great, my friend. That was great. So
next question.
Alright, y'all ready for this? Be stuck in traffic for 2 hours, or receive grueling head for 6 hours without a climax?
Stuck in traffic.
I mean,
I don't want to be in the other situation like at all.
I mean, 6 hours, bro. Six hours.
Am I flat?
2 hours in traffic? I can handle 2 hours in traffic.
Gilbert, what was your question?
What was the thing again?
Grueling, just like almost painful. Like you can't. You're being blued.
Am I?
Flat? I don't like this question.
What?
Am I flaccid and she's just keeps
stop.
Going?
No, stop!
No!
Answer the question.
Just going rock. You're still a rock. Just 6 hours straight. Like you're hungry at this point. Like
I don't know, that's pretty close.
Or 2 hours in sunny side LA, like straight hot summer. Your AC just doesn't work.
I don't know, man, that's a pretty close one.
Right? That was a good one.
Man, damn, that's 2 hours, bro. In the
2 hours
in traffic,
just
man.
Sweating your balls off.
It's hot.
Or
it's like midsummer.
Or get hot for 6 hours. This is your choice.
Bro, I'm either sweating both ways.
Oh, unless you got the AC on.
I guess. Well, I can have like a juice box just there.
You got that?
Ebony! No, no, no!
No!
I'm gonna have to take the traffic one.
Traffic. Okay.
Good choice. Good choice.
I just don't want to be in the other situation. I'm good.
Would you rather? I'll just make this simpler. Would you rather snort cocaine or snort your own load?
Why are you making these so like awkward and weird? I don't like these.
I'm gonna take the first option.
I'm gonna get a result from one of them.
Ew. The other one, it's like a booger.
For legal reasons, I'm gonna pass on this one.
He said, "I plead the fifth."
He really did say. He really pleaded the fifth. What the hell? Okay.
Which part? Ow.
All right, let me find some other appropriate ones.
Thank you.
I don't like the appropriate ones. We get to learn more about Christian. He has to actually answer the question.
I don't like them. I don't like the inappropriate ones.
Have three nipples or one nipple?
Three. Triple power, baby. Some dudes picking on you, just whack, and you just, what are they gonna do?
Do I get to pick?
Call you a freak? You know that.
He's gonna punch each one of them for you. You can pick the location where the only one. If you pick one,
I want it in a triangle. So I want here, and then my belly button is gonna be one. So that way I get like this trifecta type of thing. So like a super
okay, Doctor Strange. Power, just
whoosh. I'll take one.
Where? This is right in the middle.
Yep.
That seems too weird.
You should have put it on your right forehead here. So that way you had like your third eye.
You could say you opened up your third eye.
Ew.
Just brown. Just in class sleeping and somebody just goes boom.
And then it just goes.
No. Stop.
Just looks at you and like pivots around and just like.
Well, what's up? You got any more?
There's another one.
We're going back to the dirty because the other ones are pretty boring. Would you rather have your hair pulled or your butt slapped? Oh
by who? By who? Ronald Rump.
Ronald Rump. I mean, he already does those things to anybody.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't want a 74-year-old man touching my booty.
Oh yeah, good job, Christian.
Get fired.
I'll take the pulled hair because you could just do that on accident.
Yeah, pull the hair.
How do you pull someone's hair on accident?
I don't know, dude. He was trying to reach for a stack of papers, and your hair was right there. Just reaching for his orange juice.
Actually, first, my first question would be, yo, what are you doing in my house?
Then he tried pulling your hair. So why'd you pull my hair?
He's like, joke's on you. You're getting deported.
But I'm an American citizen.
Miranda Rights. I'm sorry. You're going to the cages. Not
Miranda Rights, martial law.
You're going to the cages where I put Melania and Ivanka. He put his children and his wife in there.
Ivanka!
Oh, this one's a good one. Y'all ready for this?
This is way too political.
Would you rather be with someone new every few weeks? Or only one person?
First option.
Or only one person for your entire life?
Only one person my entire life.
Oh.
You're a few times a week type of guy?
So what were you saying about every other week, Gilbert? I want to know your intentions, my guy.
I have to get an STD test every other week. I I'll do the second option.
After couldn't figure it out.
Welcome to the wilderness. Today with Survival Guides with Gilbert. We are in the Sequoia Mountains right now. Everything's on fire!
Would you rather have a baby at 10 years old or a baby at 60 years old?
60 or 6?
10 or 60, bro.
60.
First option.
Well, maybe first option. Explain. Like, is it like the sort of like Mary situation where like I was chosen and it's just like boom, baby in my tummy type of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, sure.
Gilbert, explain.
It grows in my stomach, dude. I don't have a uterus. So I shit it at the baby.
Bro, the baby grows in your testicles, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. You just lose a testicle every time you have a baby.
Stop! So all the people that have 13 kids. How?
They're just going to keep saying that. So all the people that have 13 kids.
Women don't have testicles.
They have 13 testes.
The government be wild these days.
Man, how?
Yeah, I'll take the 10-year-old one.
Why?
That would have been so bad if I just...
I mean, I'll take 60, man.
I'll take that out of context, don't worry.
Take the 10-year-old?
I was like, that would have sounded way wrong if I didn't add some stuff. I'll take the 10-year-old.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm sorry, God. Oh god, he's changing.
Sorry. Oh, y'all see some scary man coming by?
The transition, oh my god.
Gilbert hates the Amish, confirmed.
Confirmed? Not clickbait.
Not clickbait.
That's the like episode. That's the name of the episode.
Oh.
Water molecule.
I don't know why I have a water molecule.
Molecule. Molecule.
I look like I'm a 5-star prospect.
So, my game is going to be Tooth Truths. And...
One sweet chandelier. All
right. So,
I'm calling
what we're going to be playing is Two Truths and One Lie. I feel like this is pretty self-explanatory, but just in case of people who don't get it.
You get two lies and you have one truth.
Who is the game host, Gilbert?
You get a one lie, one truth, and a...
Get that, Gilbert. Get some water. Clap sync on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, we have chosen our two truths and one lie. Christian, since you're host, you get to choose who goes first.
Let's have Gilbert go first.
Yeah! He has a kid.
I called it. That's his lie. He has a kid. He does not have a kid.
That's a lie. Oh. Long story. We'll explain
it. It's true. I was thinking, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, you know those fishes?
Okay. I love to go camping.
I don't know.
I haven't been on a plane. I'm trying to go to school in Los Angeles.
Have you been on a plane? That's the real question.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know
sure.
if you
I
love.
Can rule out.
I love camping.
I'm going dead
Does
scared.
He moderately like camping, Alan?
Do you like? Is it like that sort of thing that it's just Mario instead of love? I'm sorry, like
I can't.
No, you can't. You can give us that one. Are you gonna BS us with love and like, or are you just gonna?
All right, I'll make it easier. I like
to. Okay, go camping. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Because Alan likes to go camping. Right.
Okay, but you're grabbing. You're grabbing the mic.
Oh, I messed this up, didn't I? No, we're fine. We're fine. No, we're good.
Or is Gilbert?
I hated right. that. I hated
it. That's all I hear with Gilbert.
I'm playing with this thing on the bowl.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Oh my gosh. Dude, are you breaking my stuff?
No, it's a clip.
It's going clip. Okay. It's a clip.
Oh, okay. You say you like camping. What's the other one?
Camping. It was. He likes camping.
I'm trying to go to school in LA.
And then he said he has never been on a plane.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've never been on a plane.
So I think he would want to go to a school in L.A. because there's more opportunities out there, but it depends because he wants to be an education major, so there wouldn't really be a difference if he went to L.A. versus if he went to somewhere like Fresno State.
Checkmate, I guess. Is that your answer, Christian? Oh, wait, do we have to answer together to get the point?
You guys can answer together, or you guys can answer separately?
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll answer separately, just so it can be more diverse with the points.
He said, fuck you.
Okay, Gilbert. Anyways.
All right, go ahead.
What's your answer, Christian? I'm going to call the lie to be the school in L.A.
Okay. All right, what do you want, Alan?
Yeah, I'll take the school in L.A. You haven't been on a plane before.
Huh?
That's the lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Oh, God.
Wait, we're doing two lies and a truth?
No.
Two truths and one lie.
Okay, yeah.
Cut your ass.
Yeah, that's the lie.
I was like, you've never been on a plane that I know of. Yeah.
Poggers, dude.
All right, for sure, Chris.
Pog.
All right. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
You can go.
Go over. You okay? You want to talk about something?
You guys.
Boys, like,
feel that? Are you guys feeling that?
Guys.
Okay.
I exited out of Zoom. Hold on.
I saw that. You said it looked like a kid trying to eat a piece of cake when he's not supposed to.
Bro, the people gotta watch this and figure out how many times I've done that.
Like six times at this
point. First person to add us and first person to add you guys on Twitter gets something, dude. We don't know what.
Yeah, we'll get you a Popeye's chicken sandwich. There you go.
Poggers. That's what's
okay.
Up.
So you guys ready for mine? Yeah, but your social security will.
Better commit tax fraud. Quirky like that.
I'm quirky.
Alright, who's next?
Alright.
Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, ready? So yeah. My favorite Burt's Bees chapstick is vanilla bean. I know 130 country flags out of 142. And I have been to the Rose Bowl.
What's the Rose Bowl? I'm legitimately curious.
Look, Sorry, shut up.
You can't answer this one. If you don't know the Rose Bowl, you can't answer it.
The Rose Bowl?
Yeah, Rose Space Bowl.
Roast.
Like the flower rose.
Oh, bowl.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to
bust. Bus.
What?
I said, Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Terrible. So I know that he's been to the Rose Bowl.
I already know my answer.
I know that he's been to the Rose Bowl. Cause I'm pretty. Hold on, wait. Yeah, he doesn't like original. He does like vanilla bean. I'm gonna call.
I'm calling the chapstick.
I think he mentioned one time that he went to a Dodgers game with his girlfriend.
That has nothing to do with any of this.
No, but that could be at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-mm.
Wait, Gilbert, no, you don't have a point yet. Me and Christian have a point. Okay, there we go. Sorry. And then Gilbert got a point from last time.
Oh.
Okay,
there we go.
Confident,
it could be either the Rose Bowl or the Vanilla Bean. I know that it does like Burt's Bees. So then it's Rose Bowl. I'm gonna call Rose Bowl on this one.
I'm calling Chapstick.
Okay, so you guys want me to? I'll give you guys evidence. Well, not the 130 country flags, because that one's true. Well, yeah, I know 128. I'm sorry.
I know the Rose Bowl is true because he told me about it.
I went to the Rose Bowl when I was like 6.
Son of a, I knew it!
And I don't like vanilla bean. I like mint cucumber, guys. You guys should know this. I bought a whole 4-pack out of it.
So then Gilbert has 1 point. So we all have 1 point. Ah, you guys.
Oh, he has 2 points from the last game.
I just played Christian. I was like, bro, I like the original, bro. He has to like the vanilla bean.
Wait, hold on. Gilbert didn't play last round, so Gilbert only has 1 point.
No, Gilbert has point from
the GeoGuessr.
Okay.
Brick, bro. Brick.
I know my friends.
Brick.
Brick, bro. Brick. All right, go ahead.
Brick. Brack. All right, so here's I've had. Come on, guys. I've had 3 surgeries. I play kazoo. My last name is not for my grandparents.
It's not for my grandparents. I think you explained that a little
more
too long.
Specifically, my dad.
It's the surgery.
Yeah. It's, what?
He's trying to explain too hard. It's the surgeries.
Surgeries? Watch him have like. I had 2 surgeries, guys.
He has more than 3. What are you talking
Boy,
about?
I've had surgeries before.
Yeah, I know that.
Is it on where? But I don't know.
My legs.
Yeah. So, That takes
on my legs and various parts of my body.
There we go.
Various.
Yes, various.
It's the last name one.
Yeah, I'll take the last name. That's what I was saying. First thing I was thinking.
That's the truth, guys.
You have wait.
Was it the surgeries?
It was the surgeries.
How many surgeries did you have?
I've had 4 surgeries.
4.
I knew he had like one
that's
more.
Bull, bro.
Were they on your
foot? So the thing is,
I've had two surgeries.
I've had 2 surgeries, 1 for each foot. I've had 1 for my eye, for my tear ducts, and then I've had 1 for my nose. Because I couldn't breathe right, so they cleared a passageway in my nose.
Can't breathe.
It's like, we got a different nose. Bro didn't feel confident in his body, so we had to change it. So
bro,
well, my dad. Was,
all right, scene clap. 1, 2, 3.
I hit my nose.
You guys are in sync. That's. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In my bank account. Yeah. All right. I have 9 questions. 10 questions, I think, from. I would like to say viewers, but they're not viewers. It's just friends.
They don't watch this.
Well, they probably will since we have their question in there. So,
probably. Maybe. We'll see.
All right, so the first question is from Sophia. Have you ever seen 2 pretty best friends?
This is dirty. Sophia, you need to check yourself.
I'm sorry, Sophia.
You are incriminating. You get her on the podcast. Get her on the podcast so she can answer this herself. Because I refuse. I refuse to answer this. Do I believe there are 2 pretty best friends? It's irrelevant
have,
right now.
Have,
it's political.
Have
it's political.
I already have it.
This on the level of Biden and Trump right now. Okay.
I have my answer. me and Jose.
I think you're winning this one, Gilbert.
Do I believe there are 2 pretty best friends? I believe it's in this. I think. Hold on. I'm gonna get technical.
No, please don't get into this.
I really think that there could be 2 pretty best friends, but in comparison to each other, somebody is self-deteriorating themselves or they don't think of themselves as the same as the same
technically.
As the other person. Therefore, in perspective of both in the actual friend group, no, but outside possibly. But they do compare to the other, so who knows? I'm gonna say No.
Why wasn't I recording that?
Really undulated.
What's your answer?
Have you ever seen Two Pretty Best Friends? Well, wait. I have a question to that question. If there's three of them, is there two of them that are pretty, or just one?
No. Don't avoid the question with the other question.
If there's four of them, is there three, two, one?
No, we're going just two pairs.
Just two.
Pairs. Whoa, that's a new one.
Of one, two.
Yeah, what if you got a friend group that you're really close to? Like, no best friends, but you got the squad of like 12.
That's a lot of pairs of twos.
That's six people, huh? Six people.
Oh, just answer the question. I didn't even get into this deep.
Well, you're the one that went, technically.
Technically, if you're right, if you get the square root of the number 32 and you divide it by...
I'll say yes.
Is that better?
Scientifically, you can make yourself
can be
look
two best, pretty best friends
with cosmetic surgery.
Just one of them gotta get cosmetic.
I just want to let you guys know, if you don't think you're pretty, don't kill yourself. Just get cosmetic surgery.
Hold on.
That's one way to kill yourself.
Okay. Positive note. Just ignore what Gilbert said. Okay.
Bro,
you don't have
I'm
to
different.
Change yourself. You.
Bro.
Gilbert, shut up. Shush.
All right, on a serious note, Christian, go ahead.
Heretic. Anyways, so
can I get like some subtitles that just say that everything I say is is all a joke?
It's every time you mention something offensive.
It's just an asterisk, just flashing. It's just in red. Just
joke. It's just gonna say joke.
You have another
what was
question?
I gonna say?
Something about
suicide. People out there, you guys don't know. Not about suicide. People out there, you guys are pretty as you are. You don't have to change yourself. Just saying. You
gotta change that attitude, though.
Don't change yourself. You gotta change that attitude. Let me tell you, some of y'all got some badass attitudes out there. You got
some of y'all toxic with the X, bro.
These are facts.
Facts. You guys don't think you guys can have two pretty best friends? I'm about to change.
Speaking of toxic, I'm talking to one person in particular.
Next question.
Jose, Tina.
Jose Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
His address, his phone number, his social security number I found.
He's not even here to defend himself when we're just bashing on him. This is from Papa Elton John. How big is too big?
Context.
Your choice.
In general.
Yeah. How big is too big?
Well, you see, there's a door. You got to think of it as a door and a couch. You can see, not all couches fit through all doors. Sometimes you have to change the couch to get it through the door. You never want to force and break your door. Is the couch too big, or is
are you using this as an innuendo, or are you using this actually like in the metaphor
he's
of like
literal?
This
literal
is a.
Oh, okay.
It's a soliloquy. You're being rude. Okay.
How big is too big for me? If we're talking in terms of a burger, if it's bigger than both your hands, it's too big. Let me tell you something. I've had a burger that big.
When I went to the Disneyland burger, Gilbert.
Which one?
The one I had.
When?
At Disneyland, when we went to that restaurant the night before we went.
Carlos?
Yeah, No. The night before, no. It was like Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. I remember you guys told me about that.
The bowling alley one. And then, yeah. That burger was huge. My burger was actually like fair price. It was like $12. I was like, nice.
Everything
was
fair price
right
there.
Than both your hands?
What's the downtown? Yeah, I was like.
Bro, he had it
so
like
it was bigger than both your hands.
I had it like this, you know, like
if
I had
you
a...
can't comfortably make a C in your hand, the burger's too big. That's too big. Too big is too big. if it's bigger than a comfortable C,
What if it's a C, but it like it flaps open? You know, like when you crush it so hard, it starts flapping open. Is that too big?
Oh, okay. It means you're forcing so much
that's
that
too
you're
big.
Just...
You're breaking it.
You're breaking it.
You busting the wall.
You're breaking the door with the couch. Okay, that's
Go ahead. This one's kind of serious. This is like literal dry or dark humor. Why? This one's from John Fortnite.
Okay, so
he's like asking, dark humor? He's asking like a legit question, like dry or like, dark humor.
Okay, I'm gonna get into this. I feel like for me personally, I prefer dark humor. And the reason why I feel like this person was also biased because they said also dry humor. But I personally like to make a joke out of like the traumatic things that has happened in my life. So to have like traumatic, like to have like a joke made of it, it lightens the situation in a way. It's being able to lighten the situation. It doesn't essentially like lessen the value of it. It just makes it easier to talk about.
Less painful.
And so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless life is painful. But anyways, I much prefer dark humor just because I personally think it's funnier to talk about and to joke about. Purely situational sometimes, but most of the time I'm like, hey, dark humor is dark humor, you know.
Dry humor is really dry, you know. I don't like that. Dry humor is boring, literally boring. Like, it's like dad jokes, but like if the dad was Caucasian and hated his children.
So hold up. You trying to tell me that how to rob somebody's coat jacket is bad humor? You bro, telling me that no, that's not that, funny?
No, that's a white, that's a Caucasian joke that he loves his children.
You but think. You literally that's, cracked that's up the, over this.
That's episode. The John. That's the John that doesn't do crack.
There are Johns that do crack.
Mm-hmm.
Is the doo <doo-doo>? Doo?
I know a John that does crack.
I know. Rip. So, if you hear this, I'm sorry.
But I feel like us as like as AMP, I feel like we prefer like both sides. I think it's like there's healthy doses of each.
I think you've seen the dry side a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, you guys have seen the dry side jokes. A lot. Yeah, and I think the main reason why we haven't talked about dark humor is because we're afraid of getting canceled.
Honestly,
our content is made for kids.
I was gonna say something.
I was about to say it too.
By kids for kids. You know, you already know what I'm thinking of, Gilbert.
That's disgusting.
Gino's gonna see this and be like, "Oh yeah, I know what this means."
I know exactly what that
is. But you guys have seen a lot of the dry side of our humor, and I feel like we take in dry humor and dark humor in healthy doses, so that way there's like a healthy balance in between. It's like so that's why we laugh at like, yeah.
Alan, did you see that one?
Yep. And so we just laugh at anything, honestly. We just laugh at the dumbest things, like we're getting smacked in the face with a microphone.
Yeah,
it's a boom mic.
You like me?
How do you steal a sweater?
You jacket.
That's just personally
the satisfactory joke. The satisfactory joke was the best one.
Like, our dry humor makes us so well with our dark humor. Like, you should see our Discord with the Big Bird. The Big Bird has done a lot of war crimes. That's all I need to say. This is from JC. Or there's two questions, but I'll ask one at a time. Do you think monkeys have regular dreams?
Oh, God. Do I think now we're getting political. All right.
So. What?
Right. I want to know what the question was. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to put the camera away.
Do you think monkeys have regular dreams?
Well, I think they have
monkey-related dreams.
I think because we have a different style of dreaming than they are. Literally, if you think scientifically, they're descendants of us, or we're descendants of them. But they still haven't got that evolution.
Monkeys are superior to us.
I was like, did I miss something in the evolution chain or something like that?
It's like flipped.
Imagine.
Monkeys are literally like a lower level. They have their minds are not as like advanced as ours, but they still have that sense of dreaming men advancedly. You get me?
But I mean,
yeah. What if monkeys have lucid dreams?
They just go eat more bananas. Unlimited bananas.
That's all I was about to
say. No.
I'm gonna turn the whole thing upside down.
Okay, curious
Jordan. They're gonna be pimp chimping the whole time.
Pimp chimping.
The second question was that. What would you do if you wake up and you were a caterpillar?
Hold up. We need to block them from ever asking a question again. Because let me tell you, we finna get canceled because this is way too political, bro. I'm telling you, straight up.
Straight up.
Well, Alan, he likes to do all these other things on his free time, you know.
What?
Just go completely. Let the man
golf! Just blame me being me.
I'm pulling a Trump. I'm pulling a Trump. So
maybe if he had time to, feed his plants, he wouldn't see them dead. Have you guys ever thought about that?
Well, you got to get into the scientific type thing with the caterpillar. The caterpillar has a butterfly. The butterfly has a cocoon.
Why do you sound like Ben Shapiro?
He does sound like Ben Shapiro.
So say hypothetically.
You're a butterfly.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, you're a caterpillar. What happens? What happens now?
Well, scientifically,
you turn into a chrysalis, and you turn into a butterfly. It's simple, okay? If I woke up as a caterpillar, all I do is eat. I eat until I turn into a butterfly. And then what do I do as a butterfly?
Would your brain like automatically just think eat the whole time, or do you still be like freaking out?
If my mind was put in a caterpillar, or if I like from brain to the rest was caterpillar.
Up to you, buddy.
So if my brain was put in a caterpillar and then I woke up as a caterpillar, I'd immediately freak out. I'd freak out and then I'd be really scared because a lot of people eat caterpillars. A lot of things eat caterpillars. So I'd be freaking out and I'd probably hide and then like try to like take a bunch of leaves off, but then I wouldn't be strong enough.
I just commit suicide.
I try to do the smart thing and like try to like bite off the stem of a leaf and then like float down on it, but then I just die because of the like
float over because of the aerodynamic. Yeah. All right, Gilbert, how about you? What did you do? Just first thing you wake up, suddenly you're a caterpillar.
Eat.
I'm waking up and I'm eating, bro. It's just basically normal.
Honestly, I'd just be like, well, I'm be pretty windy.
One day,
I'm an immigrator. I'll just be moving around, bro. I'll just be vibing.
So
from Swag Mr. 69,
nice.
He said, "Travi Patty or J Balvin meal."
Travi Patty. Let me tell you something, okay?
That's no question.
When the Travi Patty came, I'm gonna turn on my game for this. When the Travi Patty came out, there was actual modifications to the burger. You know what J Balvin did? You know what he did? All he did was slap a couple of items together and call it a meal. Come on, man. Anybody could do that.
Hey, I'm sorry, but the Travi Patty was not like a custom burger.
It had modifications.
That's what I said. It had modifications.
It had bacon. But it had bacon. It was a modification to the burger. Therefore, I'm a toilet jump. Therefore, it was an amazing burger because it had bacon.
Wrong.
You're fired.
Wrong.
You're canceled. Get canceled. He's against BLM.
Would you shut your mouth?
Would you shut up, man?
That was amazing. You said J Balvin meal?
Are
you
gentlemen!
The Travi Patty.
Why?
Because, oh god. Hold on.
But it was just a regular burger, Gilbert.
Just let him talk.
I'm sorry.
Because it came with a Sprite, bro. It came with that Sprite.
Oh, the It's Lit Sprite. You said the J Balvin meal.
It's just different.
I haven't tried the J Balvin meal. I'll probably try it.
It's just a Big Mac.
Probably try it on Saturday when I go to work. So, yeah.
Dang.
I'll try that.
Imagine, dude. Could it be me? So I don't have a job.
You should go vote. All right. Let me cross out the questions.
I am not old enough.
Like the rest of the United States, I'm going to vote November 3rd.
Could it be me? The question is from Jared Googly-Omana. What would be the perfect last words?
Mine would probably be, I'd probably look at Because at this point, I'm like into video games. I got a son, he's playing video games. I'd probably say, well, don't worry, I'll be back. I'll go clutch that gulag, man. And then boom.
You're going to show them
the oldies. Warzone's still going to be a thing? When
I think, no, I think it's just going to be a classic type of thing. Like, you know how, you know how Pac-Man or like Tetris and stuff like that is to us? Same thing with like our grandparents or our parents. Same thing. That's what I think.
Okay. What about you, Alan? What
was the question?
You read it.
Yeah, but I forgot the question because I was thinking about the Tetris. I was thinking about the Tetris song. Everything in my head was just like, I'd probably like troll them. Just like, the treasure is in the.
Ew, that's the most disgusting way to do it. Just clog up your airway before you die on purpose.
Just take a big old sip of water, get the ice chips. Just
what if you just pass away and then just come back and be like, sorry about that. The treasure is in the. Just pass
away. No, your spear goes up. You're like, wait a second, I didn't get to finish what I said.
Let me start all over.
Hey, oh God, I'll be right back. Don't worry, man.
I'll be right. Give me one more second.
That's amazing. I don't want to go out like all sentimental and have people mourn over my death. I feel like I'd just be like really like a troll with it. I just kind of.
I think you just like how you were talking to us about.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to because I still want to be PG-13 because okay. I'm pretty sure my girlfriend's going to watch this too. Okay. And I really don't want to say something.
Well, she's going to hear you hear that. Now she's gonna ask you what that one you say was.
Whoopsies. Okay, whoopsies, I did it again. So I don't know. I really don't want to be sentimental.
Funny, I instantly thought of the Australian guy that recorded his own, like, when he died, everyone at his funeral.
Oh, yeah, like, and he's like, hello, hello, hey, and then he's like in the casket. I feel like I'd say something like super stupid as my last words and then just pass away. So, like for example, that's my last words is going to be, bruh, and that's it.
Bruh, I can't believe I'm dying. And just pass.
Can't believe it. It's just like, so this is it, huh?
Hey, yo, watch your jet. Watch your jet.
And I would just look at them and I go, bruh, and I just pass away.
Amazing.
That'd be my last words is bruh, or just something really dumb.
Oh, this is from Jared Baskis. If a demon came to you and said that you are going to infinitely repeat your life, every heartbreak, every mistake, every achievement, everything that has changed your life were to happen again and again, would you beg for forgiveness from the demon or would you thank them for it?
Gilbert, you want to go? I'll go first since Gilbert's lying down. I answered this before the podcast.
That means you should stand up, Gilbert.
And Gilbert, in case you hadn't noticed, that means it's an indication to stand up. Anyways. I could
bring the mic to me. But we don't see your forehead.
Never mind. It was a big... Never mind.
Go ahead.
You got a big...
you got a forehead.
You got a big...
Thank them. I'd actually thank them because it gives you an opportunity to relive your life and to understand those past choices and better yourself from it. Because I'm assuming that if it's like right now and then as soon as I get like to this very day and age, then I'll go ahead and continue with my life as a better person. I'd actually thank them because it would give me an opportunity to sort of improve on my past mistakes and to see where I went wrong in more places than one and make myself a better person for it.
Gilbert?
I'd beg for forgiveness.
Why do you say that, Gilbert?
I can't deal with her again, bro. I can't get pregnant again, man.
I can't get pregnant again. Gilbert?
My son.
Lost the testicle.
He lost the testicle.
I get it. Well, I beg for forgiveness because practically my whole life leading to like right now, I've been very like a sad type of person. I've been very, I've from there's been a portion of my life where I sectioned myself off from my family and stayed home alone for the longest time, and reliving that all over again was just going to be sad and depressing again. I'd want to not do that. I don't want to do that because being alone is not good. It hurts your soul, hurts your mindset, and then you grow a beard. You just gotta assume that everybody has a beard. They went through a depression stage.
Well, I mean, I mean, Jesus did it.
He's got a beard.
Yep.
Jesus got them locks, bro.
Bro, he grew hair in the wrong spot, man. His top, his hair.
I was like, okay, hold on. I think I would thank him for most of it. And then I'd be like, bro, do I really have to do that again? You know, it's like.
Just like fifth, seventh grade, bro. Just take it out. Give me fourth grade, eighth grade.
Can we just time travel, bro? It's like, please.
Can I just take out my high school year? Can I just take out junior and
sophomore? Yo, can I have the receipt for the? Can I have the receipt for freshman and junior, please?
Can I get a redo?
But yeah, I thank him for most of it since. You think about it, it's like your parents do a lot for you and stuff like that. So yeah, but at the same time, be like, bro. Can we just skip a year, you know, type of thing?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be
repetitively. Like eating macaroni, like, every
single
day.
You can only have so much of it. You get tired of the repetition type of thing. Yeah.
Bro, and I love macaroni, and I'm lactose intolerant.
Just imagine all the churro, bro. Yeah. Just 18 years in repetition.
Churros, like in the fryer? Yeah.
Yeah. That means you can... You can eat anything you want.
You know how corn.
You've been working for too long. No, we're not gonna go into that. No. We're not gonna go into the circulation of corn through your body, please.
No, that's not what I was gonna say. No, before you die, eat a whole bunch of corn.
No, stop.
So that when you
and your cremation's gonna be lit, bro.
Sorry. When you cremate, they get a snack of popcorn.
I'm gonna throw up.
That's ashy, bro. That's ashy.
Okay, what do you mean, bro? They just get seasoning.
You guys ready for the next one?
They get our flavor, bro.
They get my superpowers.
Okay, this one's from Johnny.
They get my beer.
They get my superpowers of obesity.
I mean, if they're eating popcorn from your dead body, I think they already have that superpower.
Johnny asks, tell us the time about when you went pooping at school for the first time.
Oh, it was a winter rehearsal. Never during like a regular marching band rehearsal because that was like impossible.
The first time I went popping in high school was junior year. It's junior year. It was last year. Junior year. And I remember specifically it was in Spanish class. I had no idea why, but I just did. And I was like, bro, I gotta go right now or else this ain't gonna last till the end of the day. So I asked my teacher, I was like, hey, let me go. And she was like, I bet. And so I went. And then like, I think like three people came in because it's always a thing. You go in by yourself and then like five people come in after you. And it's like, super awkward coming out of those stalls when you unironically do the duty. And so I come out and I just look at them and they look at me and I'm like, and I nod at them and I just go on with my day.
The first time I went poop at school was freshman year too. I was during a rehearsal. I borrowed a teacher's key and I went pooping on the nice stalls. And then I found some
with the ones on the left side of the Taco Bell restrooms.
Yeah, the left side. The clean ones. The one that have like stuff in the the sheets that you can put over the.
Yeah.
They have those and I was like, let's
tell
go.
You some. Let's go.
So yeah, that was the first time, and it was not magnificent because I was sweating, and sweaty poops are not comfortable because your cheeks get wet.
Someone stays behind, and it's.
And it's just like the paper gets stuck to your cheeks now, and it's just like, bro,
just rips.
And mine has never ripped, so I'm lucky for that. So yeah. Okay, this one's from Alex.
We're ready.
All right, this one's from Alex. If you could go back to any year of band with the best musicians of all the years, what show would you go back to?
With all of our best musicians?
Which, like, fall show?
Yeah.
Or which winter show?
Which fall show?
Okay.
That you've been a part of.
Oh, that I've been a part of?
Within the 40 years. Oh, wait, no. He said between 2008 and 2019. Best musicians of Madera South from 2008 and 2019. They all march one show. Which one is it?
Oh, damn.
From 2008 and 2019.
The best musicians?
It's like MSHS All-Stars.
Yeah, 2008 was a good show, though.
Figaro's Final Folly goes hard, bro. I'll send you guys the link, don't worry. Shout out, Raymond.
I'm gonna have to say probably either Cosmos or Pathways.
Because Cosmos, we always thought about Cosmos being a good show. Yeah.
Cosmos was an amazing show. Like if perfectly executed, it would have been an amazing show. But it wasn't. and that's okay. You know, we're not perfect individuals. We could have been, but we're not. So no, I think that either Pathways or Cosmos would have been a good show. Because
I forgot about some show.
Wait, I think the perfect show would be Shadow. the full length of The Passion Within. All 9 minutes of it. I think Mellophones would be a lot more.
The full length of Three Rings?
Actually, no. Yeah.
Full length of Three Rings. That would give me so much nostalgia.
I'm going to agree with Alan on Passion Within. Because I listened to the full version and I realized that some of the parts could have been like those extreme like impact moments.
Yeah.
Like ba da 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 da, like that part so impactful. And then like even the first part like ba da 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 da, and then even the impact like ba da 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 ba da ba da ba da ba.
That's what I was thinking about. The impact would be so juicy of a melody.
Mellows, saxophones, like clarinets, like that. I don't know. Pathways is really good too because Pathways is super emotional, and it has a really good standing with the audience. So if that one was executed, if that one was executed the best musicians from any year, maybe either that one or Passion Within.
I got a question though. All right. For Pathways, keep Seth or get somebody better. That's a big question. That's not.
Okay. Seth.
I didn't mean to say
that. Yeah. No. It's not. Wait. No offense to Seth.
That's why I brought up Alexis.
Yeah.
All she needed was a pedal in 2017. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa, yeah, my nostrils just switched.
Yeah. No, she would have
switched.
I meant like breathing wise, because I was just breathing from this one.
Oh, now yeah. Like, that's cool. But yeah.
What about winter shows?
Oh. I'm always gonna miss Lorenzo and all of them. Just them and Daniel. I think Daniel will sway in all of them to go ham.
I mean, I don't know, I was in the pit 1 year.
Two and a half. Think about it. Two and a half.
Ouch. Yeah, he's correct. You did dip on us.
I would use him on snares. Probably get Lorenzo, Daniel.
Yeah. Like a full, we're thinking full snare line here?
Yeah. 4, 6, 7, 6 or 7. Sal. For sure, Sal. That's all the guys I know.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his face?
Daniel?
His brother.
Yeah. Didn't Daniel play snare and tenor?
Yeah, what was his brother's name? Security guard? Banda. Banda?
Banda.
Banda. Who's snare? Snare. Yeah.
Banda was snare.
For sure. And then on the tenors, Juan Josue.
Yeah. Juan Josue.
And probably Kumar.
Andres.
I'd keep Kumar on it. With three. If it's four, then yeah, I'll take Andres. I think it would be a lot more improvement if people would be percussionists rather than instrumentalists on a specific instrument, because it just grows your mind a lot more. It's like in the blink of an eye, you just learn so much and you just open your eyes.
That's what the show was. Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
And then the bass line?
The bass line? First bass. Lupe! And then second base, Emilio, just to piss him off.
Oh, yeah. That was the best season. What are you talking about?
Third base. other Juan 2. Because he was based in Fall Season. Remember?
Oh, so the same Juan, just
yeah, same Juan, just like a different instrument. Fourth base. Who was a good fourth base? Josue.
Josue.
Josue. And it was on five.
But did the petition to get Josue on base.
Yeah, freshman year. That was great. And we all signed it. We were like, yeah, Sal. He's like, this is stupid. He tore it up, bro.
We got to get good old Allen on fifth.
Got to keep it one hand coordinates.
Yes. You're solo.
Solo. I got solo. I got a solo with Lorenzo.
What about the pit?
Oh, shoot.
Obviously, center member Taryn.
Man, this is harder. I don't really saw Pitt.
Julianne. Synth.
Oh, yeah.
Seth is insane on piano. Seth is pretty good on piano. I'll just gonna say that.
We got to get Gilbert on rec. That's all I know. Dynamic duo with probably like... Who is your...
Bro, you completely forgot Cymbaline. How are you going to do that?
Oh, shoot. Bro, we're not there yet, bro. Relax. Breathe with your nose, bro.
What do you mean?
That sounded painful. Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
It went into his brain.
Yeah.
No. Vibes. Aaron. It's OG for it.
Remember Dahlia?
Dahlia, yes. That's what I was thinking. And Bree. Brianna.
Bree.
Who else?
Little Xylo. Logan.
Logan, yes. He was hardcore. He was pretty good. He was good. Crotalus, xylophone, and...
I want everybody to know that I'm not contributing to this because I wasn't. I
think our freshman year
shows I don't know these people.
Freshman year line, pit line was just pretty good. And then Cymbals, Nisa, Raymond,
Noe,
and Lexus,
Anthony,
Cap.
Cap.
Cap is OG with it. That's six. That's all we need. We don't know anyone. Oh, Edgar.
Oh yeah.
He was pretty good.
He did Bakersville.
But yeah, that's our line. Which show would you
choose?
That's a toughie. Because you got to think. Well, Stand. I'd probably do Stand because they had first place the whole entire season and then choked.
No, but last. But it's not about like.
I like the jokes. It's about the show, like the show material.
The concept, itself, not the clutch. Yeah. The clutch, sorry.
Breakout.
Break out. Wasn't that the first one we watched about the jail? Is that one it?
I want to say that's it.
But I
think Breakout was a marching band show.
Oh, because they had a winter percussion show and they actually like acted like
it was one of the first like documented one on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Literally the first one. It was like 2006, I think.
Bro, they had like hella, they had props and stuff. I was like,
yeah, it was
funding. It's fun because they won the championship from the
year. Oh yeah, it was 2009. That's for sure.
Cage Bird was a good show.
Cage Bird was pretty good.
Grow was also a good show.
Grow, I don't know what it did, but it just hit different.
I think it was just everybody.
That was just the vibe with it. It's pretty good. I like Blink as a concept.
Blink
as a concept was really good. I had to test. It's painful to talk about because like, for one, it was a super toxic year. Like by far, like one of the most toxic like years I've had in band. And I can't speak for like everyone because, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, well, you were just soft that year type of thing. But it's just like, I don't know. I didn't see it as people acting cohesively. And it was more divided than it should have been. But as a concept, that show would have been really good. That like, I feel like they would have executed that like really well. Because Blink was a really good show. I would listen to it all the times. I would listen to it all the time. But,
I mean, I feel like it was a good show.
What? Redwoods?
Redwoods and Daisies.
Redwoods and Daisies was an amazing show.
It was really, it really took a step up from all the other years. But it was like, it came up instead of dropping down.
It really gave me the nostalgia feeling of Grow too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you guys look so unified. Like, unified.
Dude, we were, let me tell you something.
It looked so well. The drum line
was like super, like, we were like super together. The cymbal line, we were always together. It was insane.
Well, yeah. But,
yeah, it was just different. It's a cymbal line hit different. It's crazy.
We're just different.
We just built different.
Bro, I played the iPad.
No, actually though, I feel like the body in Redwoods contributed like a ton to our total score. Like the body was by far, and I think the reason why is because we took so many risks. Like the staff was like, we're going to take a risk here and we're going to do this. And it paid off. And they were like, let me take another risk. And it paid off. And it was like, let me take another risk. We were going to have the, like, I personally, in my opinion, I could be wrong and I probably did wrong, but I thought we were going to take champs. Like, honestly, because we were like miles ahead of everybody else, dude. And even when we got like the worst score out of our whole season, we still got first place.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy. And so imagine like a fully fleshed out show to the best of its ability, and then it got torn away from us. And I think that's what hurts the most, is that you can't perform that last show. And I think that's like, for me, it hit hard. But I feel like as a concept, people could execute that really. Those people that you picked for the line, Alan, that would have been really good. Because I've seen like the body and grow, I've seen Cage Bird, I've seen all this type of stuff, and I feel like if they had the budget for props and the and like the time for like body and stuff like that, they would have been executed like so well.
I'm always gonna remember that from those cold days. I think I'm telling you guys, it was the same vibe this year as the first year. I don't know what it is. I know it's not the show, because.
It's not the show. It's literally the people in it.
It was so weird because the timing of it, it brings out so much, because the first show was so like so positive, and then we had 2 years of just roadblocks, and then the next year again it's like positive, and all of a sudden we're talking about like plants again. It's like, what? So yeah. And again, like all that body and stuff like that,
it contributes like,
that,
heavily.
That sacrifice right there. It's just like, I always remember when they were trying to make us stand up. Giver, you weren't there because we're on rack, bro. But they were asking the big guys, me and Emilio, were like the bass guys. They were asking us, you know how you guys did that position where you guys lift your arm up with like your body? They wanted us to go from there straight up.
Oh,
they were asking me, Emilio, Javi, like all the big guys. They were asking us to just push ourselves and just stand up from there.
That's hard,
and,
dude.
And that was when Tino was there. And that was the time I was like, because all of us were just like, and we were just like falling on our backs. It was great. Yeah. But yeah, you guys gave the vibe that you guys wanted it. And yeah, that was a good day. And talking about Seth,
it's funny because most people think like success is directly
so
related.
Close.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm so close to the segue. go ahead.
I'm sorry. I feel like a major factor that goes into a show's production is the overall morale and unity of the group itself. If you have a super divided group, nothing will get done. Even if players are top notch, even if they're like the best you've ever seen. If they can't cooperate with one another, it won't get done. And it's crazy because you in theory, it would. It doesn't matter how divided they are, but you guys, you have to have morale. Because I hopped on cymbals, and a ton of people were on new instruments. Like, bassline was basically new. Bassline was 100% new. People were new to winter. People were new to, like, snare line. People were new to cymbal line. Even I was new to cymbal line. And yet, we got a feature, like, all these people killed it, and not necessarily killed it, but we were doing fairly well for where we were, and we were beating these other groups, and it was all due to this morale. It was all due to like this unity that everybody had, and this like this positive reinforcement that both the staff was giving and that the actual group was giving off to each other. So, but yeah, that's my. That's my input.
Okay, so going back to my segue. Sorry. $3th Dominguez asked, I don't want to do music for my career, but finish it in high school. I do, but I want to produce music like a DJ. Is it different or are they the same?
You got to go to school for the same things.
You do or you don't?
You do. In order to get your music, to go into music production, you have to get your, you got to do your regular theory, ear training, and you also got to get your music, what is the thing called? Music commercial, where you have to study all music. And then you get into your electronic music.
So it's like a, branch out in type of thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to take
it's like a bracket
music classes in order to get into there.
Or you could go ahead.
And if you want to do music production, you like to produce like for singers and stuff, you have to take a singing class and a piano class. But say for Seth, you don't need to take a piano class.
Yeah, well, you can take it, but I think an exam or something like that. Mm-hmm. There will be a way.
Yeah. But you have to take a singing class, basic singing class.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not like I changed my major too, so it's like, it's cool.
You can,
over you still, I can hear you touching your mic, bro. Can you stop touching it like that, bro? Thanks.
You can honestly go into like whatever you want. Honestly, like you could be like a freelance DJ and not have to do all those classes. It's recommended that you do all those classes because it overall improves yourself,
like your credibility type of thing.
Yeah, both your credibility and your ability as a musician. You could like be insane like at like what you're doing right now, but if you don't get educated on what you need to get educated on, you're going to fall behind. And it's not that you're necessarily bad at it, it's just that you don't have the experience compared to what other people have. But
you're gonna look like a phony.
Okay, buddy. But yeah, I guess like Christian is saying, it's all about, of course, if you want to be freelance, but if you want to work with like more serious people, like musicians and all that, you should definitely look into that degree. And if you're interested in other stuff, of course, don't be afraid to reach out and go away from your comfort zone. Like I'm studying mechanical engineering when I was like really into music, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I still like music like a lot. Like I'm still writing a show and stuff like that, but
this is exactly why we're here. It's like all of us are not going into music, but we're still here.
Sort of. It's like we're not directly like pushing towards music, but we're in some manner studying or performing or any type of way. We're still contributing to our own passion for music. So it's like you don't have to worry about like, oh man, I got to be a music major in order to perform music type of thing. Like no, like. You'll be fine. But of course, if you want to, I still want to teach and stuff like that. I don't know. So we'll see.
Especially if you want to like start to get into music production and stuff like that, do not be afraid to reach out. Join AMP. Join us. Join the Discord server. Join us for podcasts. Help us with like music production, mixing, all this type of stuff. That way you can sort of get a head start because we had to learn the hard way for what we did. We're at right now. We had to learn the hard way. Let me tell you how many hours it took just to learn how to implement a track and put effects over it. On top of that, also learning the amount of theory to actually like put under those chords and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
not easy.
The adventure really toughed us out.
Yeah, the adventure was a huge thing. Audio mixing for me was like insane because I had to like mix everything.
And, yeah, we know
individual scary. Volume levels, but.
Hop in here, Seth. I got a new show for you.
Seth, it's not facts. Hard. Okay.
It's not that hard. Seth, you can do it.
I didn't say it was hard. I said we had to learn the hard way, but it's join AMP. You get a head start. It's more difficult than you'd think.
And you'll just be different.
Yeah, it's be different. You can say I'm part of AMP, and they'll be like, "What's that?" And you'll be like, "Ah, it's just different."
I'm just different. And you can get a shirt that says "Don't force the couch through the door."
Facts. You get your own AMP logo, dude.
There you go. And then I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I'll look into
join AMP.
Join AMP. And that's not only for Seth. And if you're pimp chimping with me right now, 71% of you, thank you for pimp chimping with me.
Damn, who that other 39%?
It's 28.6%. 28.6.
You didn't bring points into here.
Oh, well, I mean,
I'm in statistics. I have to see the whole scale. And I'm just kidding.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I'll tell you something, dude. Standard deviation. Dude, I can't. All right. Next question, Alan. Or is
that's it. We're done. Question? That's game.
We're done?
Yeah. All right. No, wait. Gilbert has mind-blowing facts for us.
I'm about to hurry. I'm about to speed run through these because
I got No. Take your time. Make us think about it.
Jesus is the one.
Step in.
How to find... Nope, not that one.
How to find standard deviation? For any of the seconds, for any of those taking stats out there, I'm struggling with standard deviation.
For anybody taking
stats, I can't find Z-scores. Facts. Do not take stats.
Everybody
just take calculus, bro.
Calculus is bad.
It's easier, bro. It's easier, bro.
Bro, just take trig.
Bro, just take calculus. It's take easy. Trig.
Calculus is hard algebra, and I'm not good at algebra.
Take trig.
It's the same thing. It's calculus is trig, bro. Come on.
That's why they're different names.
Yeah.
Trigonometry. Calculus. You have to calculate in trigonometry. You just have to put
trigonometry. You know why they're two different names? You know
why they try different names? Because they're different.
Because they were created by two different people.
Wow.
Okay, Isaac Newman.
Did you call me Isaac Newman?
Yeah.
Newman.
All right, Gilbert, tell us your
Jeffrey line. Godfrey. Are we just gonna Jeffrey Stop, Godfrey please. From last episode?
No. Gilbert Godfrey.
Thank you. Godfree.
Hey, I just want to let you know, you can't hum while holding your nose.
What are you talking about?
Drew, you're on crack. Gilbert was like
the surface area of Russia is slightly larger than the surface area of Pluto.
Wow. Russia is technically larger than Pluto.
If Russia is Pluto, what are you talking about?
So why don't we just move all the Russians and Pluto, bro? It'll solve their communist ideas since they have the
Pluto.
They have the whole planet to themselves. They don't have to worry about communism anymore.
They're in cold weather already. So
it's got to be different for that move, though.
Yeah, but different.
All right, go ahead, Gilbert. Sorry. Yeah, I like that one too, Gilbert.
Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire.
Wow. It's because they hated the Jews.
We were doing so well.
and that's on School of Vienna the Arts.
All right.
There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
You're lying. You're absolutely lying.
Just look at Florida, bro. Cubanos, Peruanos, Puerto Ricanos, bro. They all got fake flamingos.
Never mind.
There are still people making their way across the United States via the Oregon Trail, the year the fax machine was invented.
Damn. Okay. We just didn't have a comment for that one.
1998 is as far
away. Where's Oregon, bro?
2030.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
1998 is as far away as 2030.
It's 2000, buddy.
Oh, my bad. Is 1990
is as far away as
2000 is as far away as 2030.
40. Gilbert, come on, buddy. Your math is off right now.
Come on, man.
This website is not updated.
I can tell.
When's the last time it was an update? Set the source. Cite the source.
No. Come on. You should know this one. It's pretty easy.
Carrots were originally purple.
2018. It's 2018. It's the median, guys. To find the year that it was actually published last, it's the median.
France was still executing people.
From 1980 to 2030.
Whoa, we're not on that one anymore. France was still executing people with the guillotine when the first Star Wars film came out.
I would too, honestly.
Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia.
So are they Australian camels?
I don't know.
The Aussies win again.
The Aussies win again.
There's only one hole in a straw.
There's one hole in a straw.
Is it technically a hole if it's just...
It's a cylinder.
It's a hole, but it opens.
Yeah, true.
It wouldn't be an empty cylinder because it doesn't have a cover over the end.
So it's empty because there's no cover.
Yeah.
No, then it's a tube, which the tube has a hole.
And what happens if there's nothing in between the two, the hole?
Empty. Alan, please.
Vending machines are twice as likely to kill you than sharks. The toy Barbie's full name is
Barbara.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Sounds racist to me.
Sounds like no wonder
she was white in every freaking Barbie. Every Barbie was white.
Sounds like she doesn't pay her gardener well.
Sounds like she yells at you because you're doing your own job.
My internet connection is unstable.
Your face was like over the longest.
My internet connection wasn't stable for like 15 seconds straight. So he was thinking about it.
You're ugly.
At least I can't twerk with my forehead.
Well, at least I don't have a big ass forehead.
Shake it. Who say?
Thank you guys for listening to the 7th episode of the AMP podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys have more questions for us next week, we'll go ahead and send them out on Twitter, in Discord servers that we're in, and other locations. Thank you guys so much for watching. Everybody have a good day.
Good night, everyone. I'm sweating.